Can't touch this. Can't touch this. This is Austin of MM20. The heat is on.
Here at Hot FM, we've noticed that some of the other radio stations are trying to copy what we do.
Copy what we do.
The only problem is, they're doing it badly.
They're doing it badly.
Ah, never mind. We appreciate you listening to us. So for radio that innovates, instead of duplicate, you're on the right station. Hot FM, number one for news and entertainment.
Yeah.
Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The top stories at 12 hours. PF faction leader Robert Chavinga rejects Edgar Lungu's 2026 presidential candidacy. Zambia Federation of Employers calls for ratification of ILO Convention 189 and AFD classified as extreme right by German intelligence.
News with Natasha Mooney.
And now the news in detail. Patriotic Front PF faction President Robert Chavinga has dismissed the recent endorsement of former President Edgar Lungu as the PF's 2026 presidential candidate, calling it baseless and urging that it be disregarded. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Chavinga has emphasized that he is in charge of the party and stated that no one has the authority to make such decisions on behalf of the PF. He has questioned why the party was being handed over to former President Edgar Lungu, who, according to the Constitutional Court ruling, retired from the party and is not eligible to participate in the upcoming elections. Mr. Chavinga has reiterated that PF will be endorsing President Hakainde Hichilema for the 2026 general elections, revealing that the party is currently working on formalizing this endorsement. He has also stressed the need for constitutional amendments, urging the public not to be swayed by individuals who may not have the country's best interests at heart. The Zambia Federation of Employers, ZFE, has called on government to ratify International Labour Organization ILO Convention 189, which is aimed at safeguarding the rights and welfare of domestic workers. ZFE President Harrington Chivanda has emphasized that ratifying the convention would be a critical step ensuring fair treatment and decent working conditions for thousands of domestic workers across the country. Mr. Chivanda has noted that extending legal protections to domestic workers is in line with Zambia's broader commitment to inclusive economic growth and social justice. ILO Convention 189 sets international standards that promote fair employment terms, protection from abuse and exploitation, and access to social security and labor rights for domestic workers. The Centre for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, says while Zambia's debt restructuring efforts have brought temporary relief, long-term national development will depend on expanding and strengthening the domestic tax base. Speaking during the Non-State Actors Tax Symposium, CTPD Executive Director Isaac Mwaipopo has stressed that taxation is more than just a tool for revenue generation, but is also a social contract. Mr. Mwaipopo says taxation enables government to deliver essential services, invest in human capital, and build the infrastructure that supports both private enterprise and social progress. He has also emphasized the importance of inclusive engagement in improving Zambia's tax system, noting that sustainable reform requires a broad coalition of stakeholders. Speaking at the same event, Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Dingani Banda has reaffirmed the country's commitment to fostering stronger collaboration with non-state actors as a strategy to expand the country's tax base and improve compliance. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has cited the politicization of development initiatives by public officials as a major factor behind the slow or stalled implementation of government projects. Speaking to Hot FM News, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mkelabai said political interference has undermined project financing and delayed execution across the country. Ms. Mukelawai has observed that although many development projects have been publicly announced, few have been successfully implemented, exposing a disconnect between policy declarations and real-world outcomes. She has emphasized the need for professional public servants rather than politicians to oversee project implementation to ensure greater accountability, transparency, and efficiency.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has urged government to halt further privatization of mining companies, warning that such moves often facilitate tax evasion and deny Zambia the full benefit of its mineral resources. Dr. Musonda has raised concern over rampant illicit financial flaws in the mining sector, revealing that the country may be losing up to 65% of the sector's value through tax avoidance and illegal practices. He has noted that Zambia remains one of the most affected countries by financial leakages in the extractive industry, attributing the problem to weak regulatory oversight and flawed privatization mechanisms. Dr. Musonda has emphasized the need for government to urgently reassess its mining ownership strategy to ensure the country derives meaningful economic value from its natural wealth.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Germany's Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, party has been designated as right-wing extremist by the country's Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution. The Domestic Intelligence Agency said in a statement, the ethnicity and ancestry-based conception of the people that predominates within the party is not compatible with the free democratic order. The AfD came second in federal elections in February, winning a record 152 seats in the 630-seat parliament with 20.8% of the vote. The parliament in Bundestag will hold a vote next week to confirm conservative leader Friedrich Merz as chancellor, heading a coalition with the center-left Social Democrats.
the Hot FM Sports News.